Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Where we are just underway at Taylorville, and Galesburg on its first offensive possession gets a three-pointer from Khalil Hodge after Rochester turned it over on its opening possession, and Galesburg strikes first. Hodge gets an open look from the right wing, and it's 3-0. Jaden Reed brings it across midcourt for the Rockets, wearing the road blue with the orange and white trim down the side. Little turnaround jumper from the right side of the lane comes up short by Jordan Leach. Jacob Carl in the starting lineup, despite the sprained ankle, gets the rebound and has it now up top. Right side, Cornell Dotson, sporting a fresh new do. He's got the trimmed down hair since we saw him last up at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Silver Streaks come in 8-2. Here's Quinn Anderson from the outside, off the mark to the left. Cornell down low with a rebound and the left-handed putback.
Nice hands, Johnny, on the spot. Good instincts, got the rebound, got the stick back.
5-0 Galesburg. We'll get Steve Cheeseman's keys to the game here in a moment. Sean Norris, a 6-foot junior. Riley Roche, a 6'2 junior. Jaden Reed, a 6'3 senior. Matt Johnson, a 6'1 junior. And Jordan Leach, a 6'6 senior. The starters for Rochester, two seniors, three juniors, and the Silver Streaks go with the usual starting five of Cornell Dotson, Khalil Hodge, Andrew Anderson, Quinn Anderson, and Jacob Carl. 5-0 Galesburg, inlet pass to Anderson, down low. Now up top, Jacob Carl. To the right side, Quinn. Passes it back up top to Khalil. Another open three off the front of the rim. Rebound behind him, Jacob with an offensive putback, and it's 7-0 Galesburg.
We're getting great action on the offense, wide open shots. And again, we've got two offensive stick backs, so everything running on all cylinders on the offensive end.
Meanwhile, Rochester, two turnovers and three possessions, and a loose ball comes right back to Jaden Reed as it got knocked out of his hands down the left side of the lane. And his momentum carried him down below the basket where he put up the shot and got fouled, first of the game against the Silver Streaks. And that goes against Cornell Dotson. Let's start off with a couple of keys to the game, Steve. You alluded to one of them in the pregame.
Well, you know, one of them is what I hope we continue right now is get off to a fast start. This ball club is not nearly the ball club we are on paper. You don't want them to hang around in any way, shape, or form, and you want to set the tone early, and we're doing that. We need to continue that.
Jaden Reed misses the first free throw after the foul from Dotson. 6:02 to go. We're just underway in the first quarter. Second one up by Reed is off the front of the rim. He missed them both. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. Streak still pitching a shutout. 7-0 as we go under 6 to go. Carl with a pump fake from the left side. Up with the right hand. Short. And the rebound fought off and controlled by Jaden Reed down low for Rochester. At the free throw line. Right side extended. Shot up and in by Matt Johnson. And it's 7-2. Rochester with its first bucket of the game, just under 5:40 to go, first quarter. Quinn Anderson across midcourt on the dribble. Here's Cornell with it on the left wing, looking down low, passes it back up top. Khalil fakes a three, drives, contact, slips, falls, called for travel, turns it over on the steal by Rochester, leading the break to the other end. One-handed jumper won't go down for Leach, and a foul on the rebound as Quinn Anderson comes down with it.
You know, as I said, we're running our offensive sets. We have a number of them, our corner series, where we get wide open shot off of a double screen. We've got two or three of those right there. We're getting good looks, everything that we need. Continue to convert it.
Foul on Jordan Leach, first against Rochester as we approach the five-minute mark of quarter number one. 7-2 is the Galesburg lead. Up top, Quinn Anderson to the free throw line, lost the handle on it, picks it up. Dotson up top, Hodge. Right side, Jacob Carl on the wing. Back up top, Andrew Anderson. Dribbles to the right side of the lane. Backs up 20 feet away. Passes it up top to Khalil. Pump fakes. Dishes it out. Anderson into the right side. Cornell for three. Dotson's long jumper rims in and out. Rochester saves the open rebound under the basket by Riley Roach.
Good ball movement by the Streaks. Inside out. Play behind. Long three there.
And that one is off the mark by Roche. Weak side rebound, Jacob Carl with his third board of the game for Galesburg, leading by five. Quinn Anderson, pump fakes down low. Got his man to go up in the air on the head and shoulder fake. And a couple of free throws coming for Quinn Anderson. At the free throw line, just 55% on the season. You'd like to see your two guards shooting a little bit better than that. He's pretty aggressive, so he gets to the free throw line fairly often. Let's see what he can do here on his first free throw attempt coming out of the holidays. First one up and in. 4:25 to go first quarter, 8-2 Galesburg.
And that's a good point, Brad. Number one, he gets to the line a lot because he's aggressive to the basket. Number two, he has the ball in his hands a lot, especially late in the game. So his free throws are going to be critical down the stretch in a tight ball game. And that's the first time we've got the ball inside, and that was good to see.
Silver Streaks off to a good start. Scored the first 7 points of the game earlier today. Dunlap defeated Rantoul in double overtime as Anderson makes both free throws for a 9-2 Galesburg lead. And in the game ahead of ours, Sterling was a 20-point winner over IBC. We'll give you some other Western Big Six team scores throughout the day here as well. Jumper just outside the free throw line, a little bit short. Carl, stepping back, comes up with his fourth rebound. Good to see Jacob off to a good start. Again, had that sprained ankle in practice. Mike Reynolds, about 2 hours before the game, said he's really not sure how well he's going to be able to play, if at all.
Jacob's moving around very, very well.
Dotson misses a three from the top of the arc. Rochester at the other end. A jumper from 14 feet away. Good by Matt Johnson.
And that little lefty has a very good mid-range jump shot. He's hit two in a row.
9-4, Galesburg by five. 3:40 to go first quarter. Anderson in the lane as the ball stripped. Andrew tried to go up with it. Rochester at the other direction. Stepping past the man and then falling down on the rebound, but no travel called. Rochester still has the ball, driving in from the left side. Lead pass underneath, thrown away. This time they do turn it over.
And good defense there. We kept our hands in the passing lane, our arms up, and we got a deflection out of it.
9-4 Galesburg as we approach 3 minutes to go. Khalil Hodge, left wing, drains a three, his second of the night. Six for Hodge, 12-4 is the Galesburg lead, and Rochester calls a timeout with 3:04 to go. I have to take that back. Galesburg calls the timeout,
30-second one there.
I think we got one more key to go to the game.
Two more, and again, I talked about the one early. Again, the layoff, more of a question, how would we handle that? Again, being out of that routine you're in. And related to that is another question. Are we going to see a little bit more in terms of scheme? And also, we're going to see a little bit more in terms of, has anyone stepped up to get more playing time? It sounds, as I, talking to coach, that they had some illness and sickness, and they were really working on just trying to polish some things up. So I would probably question whether we're going to see anything there. But again, he's a coach that's a pretty wily veteran. He keeps things close to his vest, and he's not going to give away a lot of secrets. And we come out in a little bit of pressure, which he likes to do out of a timeout.
Pass into the lane, underneath the basket, and
that's a travel there.
So Rochester with four turnovers, and looked like a pretty good shot opportunity right inside the lane, but they went with the extra pass and left it down low, and that led to the turnover by Rochester, their fourth in the first 5 minutes of the game.
He lost control of it, and he basically passed the ball to himself there, and that's illegal in basketball.
Khalil Hodge up top, reverses direction behind him to Jalen McCants. Nick Fields also into the game for the Silver Streaks, and the pass goes through Hodges' hands in the left wing. Third Galesburg turnover.
Just looked away, tried to do something with the ball before he caught the ball. We're set up again in a 1-2-1-1 here, offset a little bit here. Try to get rotations, get steals, get them to play faster, maybe turn it over late.
Kate Eddington across court, Jaden Reed down low, Matt Johnson with a lay-in. He's got all six of Rochester's points. Galesburg leads by six. Under 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Fields across midcourt. Andrew on the right side in front of the Rochester bench. Fields pump fakes, leaves it off for Andrew. Steps inside the arc, right side of the lane. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Somebody needs to come over and help out. It's McCants up top. Now to the left side, Hodge. Back behind him to Andrew between the circles. Left side, Cornell. Fakes a three, steps inside the arc, pulls it back out. Khalil will shoot it. off the back rim. Missed from three-point range. Ball tipped into the hands of Andrew Anderson. He got undercut, lost the handle on it. Roche comes up with it for Rochester into the front court. Roche with a backup dribble. Now kicks it back out into the hands of Eddington. Eddington with a high dribble, steps inside the arc, bounces it through the lane.
Nice screen roll and a nice pass fake there.
Lucas McCafferty with the basket.
By Rochester.
Rochester within four now at 12-8. Minute 30 to go here in this first quarter.
Need to get Andrew here into the offense a little bit here. See if he can get to the basket, create some things.
They've defended him very well here in the early going. Trying to create his own shot. Hasn't been there. Streaks have kept it into the hands of others. Now he'll loft the three, and Andrew knocks it down for his first basket of the game. 15-8 Galesburg.
Again, good ball movement, penetration, and a kick out. Wide open three by Andrew. We stay in our press.
Three-quarter court. Rochester gets it across midcourt. Riley Roche on the dribble. Right side into the wing. Eddington tries to drive along the baseline. Gets cut off. Now bounces it through the lane. Collected and banked in by Jaden Reed.
We're losing our man on the help side defensively. And they're cutting in front of our face and getting layups there.
Cornell for three. Hits it. Left him open from just to the left of the top of the arc. Cornell with five in the game. 18-10 Galesburg. 40 seconds to go here in this opening quarter at Taylorville. Across midcourt, Roche left open, lofts it from 27 feet and missed it. And Andrew Anderson fouled as he comes down with a rebound.
And, Brad, that shot by Roche was about 5 feet closer than his previous 30-footer.
Justin Endoff into the game, along with Quinn Anderson for the Silver Streaks. Dotson and Hodge get their first breathers of this opening quarter. It'll be the final 32 seconds here. With Galesburg up by eight.
See if we can get Justin a three ball in here. He's in instant offense here. Run him off a screen here in this last half minute of the first period.
Mark Hawkins also in for the Silver Streaks. Down to the last 20 seconds to go of the quarter. Hawkins, now McCants with it. Crossover dribble, drives down the left side, gets blocked. Rebound McCafferty. Shot it with a lot of time to go. As the ball gets up, rolls off the rim. We're going to have a foul on the floor against the Silver Streaks. And a two-shot foul, for that matter. And still 6.5 seconds to go. Jalen really let that one go with a lot of time left in the first quarter. Streaks could have run it down a little bit more.
Yeah, that was not what Coach wanted there. You certainly don't want to fall in for his aggressiveness, but we could have got something a little bit better there and also to kill the period.
Nick Fields with the foul on the other end. Reed goes to the free throw line. He missed two earlier. He's got 2 points in this first quarter. 8-point Galesburg lead as we wind down the first quarter. Shot hangs on the front of the rim and drops off. Reed 0 for 3 from the line. 18-10 Galesburg. Regardless of what Reed does here on the second free throw, hopefully the Silver Streaks will have enough time coming off a rebound or an out-of-bounds play to get off a fairly decent shot at the end of the quarter. He does knock down the second free throw. 18-11, Streaks have to take it the length of the court. Inbound to Quinn Anderson. Across midcourt, McCants. He's going to fire the long jumper, and it hits the support coming down from the ceiling, and that's the end of the first quarter. Streaks up by 7, 18-11 after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Silver Streaks have the ball to start quarter number two, leading 18-11, and Andrew loses the handle on the dribble in from the right side, turns it over. Rochester at the other end. Eddington short arms one from the high post, Rebound deflected into the hands of Rochester, and they'll back it up and get another crack at it. 18-11, Galesburg after one. We'll run through some statistics here in just a moment. Favoring Galesburg with that seven-point lead. Streak scored the first 7 points of the game, so it was even the rest of the way after that. Eddington has his pocket picked by Quinn Anderson. Chases down the ball, kicked by Rochester. Now into the hands of Khalil Hodge. Leaves it back behind him, left corner. Dotson leans into a three. Flat shot rolls off the rim. Rochester with the rebound. Up and down game so far. Sidestepping to avoid a foul in the lane and a travel called on Eddington.
They're going to call him on that. Again, that Euro step that sometimes I think confuses officials. It looked to me like it was legal there, but he got called for it.
Silver Streaks will bring it up court. Andrew Anderson, Khalil Hodge, Quinn Anderson, Cornell Dotson, and Jacob Carl. The five starters back in the game to start quarter number two. Mike Reynolds was able to get a lot of players into that opening quarter. Important in a tournament when you're playing five games in 3 days. Anderson on the right wing. That's Quinn in front of the Rochester bench. Up top, Cornell. They give him room to shoot. He lets it fly and hits. Gave Cornell a lot of time to measure that one. Nobody came out to get a hand in his face, and the Streaks lead by 10 now.
Yeah, wide open one. He got to measure it up and knock it down.
Dotson leads the Streaks with 8. Khalil Hodge has 6. Galesburg on top, 21-11. 6:20 to go first half. Eddington up top. Feeds it right side over to Leach coming out for the pass. Now back into the hands of Eddington. He eyeballs Brock McKinney on the left side. He dribbles that direction instead. Eddington still with it, guarded by Hodge. Now into the lane to Leach. Turn around, feeds it off to the right side. Into the hands, right side of the lane extended. Comes up short by Johnson. Offensive rebound, put back, won't go. Ball batted around, and Anderson got a handle on it. And he sends an elbow back into the Aaron Clare, who's knocked backwards. But the officials let that one go. And the foul will be on Leach, his second.
Looks like a little bit there, and I know Coach Reynolds will say this, and he wouldn't be happy with it. Our interior defense is a little bit lax in terms of being able to deny the ball inside, and then as they cut off of their post players, we're not fronting the cutter very well.
Andrew with it on the right side. Into the hands of Khalil Hodge on the wing. Guarded, soft pass, but Anderson gets to it first. Andrew to the right side. Cut off on the baseline, feeds it back up top to Carl. Now left side, Quinn Anderson. Crossover dribble over to Hodge for three. Short, rebound, put back. Andrew too strong. Andrew fights off two, puts it back on the hook shot and in.
Good battle there by Andrew. Used his athleticism beautifully to get the stick back there.
Silver Streaks on top now 23-11 as they score the first five of the second quarter after scoring the first seven of the game. On the right side, Johnson puts up a three off the back iron. Rebound deflected into the hands of Anderson, chasing it down. Andrew trying to control it, chases it all the way three-quarter court, but Rochester comes up with it. They've got numbers, pull-up jumper for three by McKinney, airballs it. Rebound chased down on the weak side by Reed. Jumper in the lane, up and in.
Yeah, we did not chase down the offensive rebound there, and we've given up a couple of offensive rebounds, and they've hurt us. They've been able to convert on them.
10-point Galesburg lead, 4:35 to go first half. Quinn to the left baseline, hesitates all the way to the low block, steps back, misses it. Rebound batted around, chased down by McKinney for Rochester. Quinn had a hand on his own rebound but couldn't control. Here's McKinney with it now into the front court. Down low into the lane, turnaround jumper, in and out by Rochester. It's McCafferty who had a good look at it, and the ball out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks.
And again, Brad, they got deep penetration to the basket that's not something that's acceptable to Coach Reynolds, nor our ball club. We're too good a ball club in terms of guarding the dribble and on-ball defense, and that's something we'll shore up here, I know.
Earlier today here on WGIL, Salem, in a bit of an upset, knocked off Galesburg 30-27. Salem turned around and lost to Altamont 53-48. So everybody in that side of the bracket at Mattoon is 1-1 now after Galesburg defeated Sullivan. Here's a jumper by Cornell Dotson just inside the arc. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Andrew Anderson keeps it alive for another opportunity. Now Eric Price into the game. Shoots from the right corner and misses. Eddington with a rebound for Rochester. Drives it into the front court. Down the right side of the lane. And contact as he and Khalil Hodge run into each other. In fact, they both kind of leaned into each other. They're going to call Khalil for the blocking foul.
And 99 times out of 100, when both players are moving, you're going to get the foul to the defensive player there because there's no position established there.
So Rochester with a jumper from the right side for three. Won't go down. Cornell Dotson with a rebound. Streaks leading by 10, trying to add to it here with 3:35 to go in the first half. Andrew, pull-up jumper just outside the free throw line, missed it. And a good box out on the rebound by Reed for Rochester. Rockets back quickly and a hip check foul called on Cornell Dotson as the man drives past him. A little reach out, picks up the second on Dotson and the fifth on the Silver Streaks. Just under 3.5 minutes to go first half.
Brad, we've got a little impatient on the offensive end, not getting the basketball move from side to side, selling a little bit for the three or selling for a one-on-one move. Defensively, and again, this may be trying to get back in the flow of things, we're not getting back defensively in transition very well.
Clark Hawkins, Justin Endoff into the game. There's an air ball three, and Justin on the weak side gets the rebound. That one was way off the mark.
At least he was closer. He was at about 22 feet that time.
Andrew, hesitation drive to the right baseline, and a foul there will be the fifth against Rochester. Andrew moving to the basket, but not in the act of shooting, so the Streaks will have to inbound it left of the backboard. It'll be Hawkins to pull the trigger. Matt Johnson called for the foul, his first, and again the fifth on the Rockets. Hawkins out
certainly
high.
Credit Rochester here for doing lots and lots of good things, forcing us to get out of our offense a little bit here and certainly pushing the ball up the floor.
Cornell wide open, flat shot, but he knocked it down from the top of the arc, his third three of the half. And Galesburg leads 26-13. They've doubled up the Rockets with under 3 minutes to go second quarter.
Good offensive set that time.
On the left side, Roche to the free throw line with a running one-handed hook
nice,
shot up and in.
Nice move by Roche there. Under control, a little one-hand runner there into the lane.
Eric Price with it on the right side. Inside the arc, leaves it off for Hawkins. Hesitation on the dribble, now over to Andrew. Leans in, cut off, back up top to Endoff. Pushes off, and he can't get away with that. That's an offensive foul. Everybody could see that one. First of the game on Endoff, and the fifth Galesburg turnover, 2:25 to go for the half.
And that's going to be, Justin's going to run off screens, going to be able to get a shot off of screens and off passes. That time there, he was trying to create a shot, just got caught pushing off, trying to create space for himself.
26-15 Galesburg, 2:20 to go first half. Down low, scoop up with the left hand and in by Jordan Leach, creating some room.
Outstanding underneath, up and under with the left hand there with his back to the basket in the low post.
Cutting through the lane right to left and creating an opportunity to scoop that up and in with the left hand. Streaks break the Rochester press, end off left side, misses the three. Rebound chase down, Price gets to it first, another shot for Galesburg. Hawkins from the outside, off the front of the rim for three, chases down his own rebound. Leaves it off for Endoff, driving into the lane. Cut off and a travel call. Six turnovers on the Silver Streaks.
And again, as we look at our shot chart here, Brad, I mean, we're seeing a lot of threes. And
yep.
When threes come within rhythm, they're fine. But if they come in too much volume, then you just sort of settle for them. And that's, I think, what we're doing a little bit here and why we're a little choppy in terms of being consistent with our offense.
10 of the 14 shots in the first quarter from behind the arc, 8 of the 12 here in the second quarter as Rochester gets called for traveling at the other end. 6 turnover on the Rockets.
Now, Rochester going to extend the defense here. It looks like they're going to set up in a little 2-2-1 three-quarter court press.
This is not the deliberate slow down Rochester team that we have seen in years past here as they force the turnover at midcourt. Pull-up jumper knocked down by Eddington just inside the free throw line. They're hanging around, down 7, 26-19, and another Galesburg turnover against the Rockets press. Eddington driving into the baseline, short, rebound put back, off the mark by Reed, batted out by Price, chased down at the other end, and a drive all the way by Dotson, and a foul called against Rochester.
Johnny on the spot there, Cornell yeah. was, in terms of being able to gather up that loose ball. We were real stagnant down here. We needed somebody to step up and make a play and a hustle play, and certainly he got the 50-50 ball there.
I'll give credit to Eric Price underneath the basket as the one who batted it out, knowing that somebody.
Yeah,
I don't know if he knew it was Cornell, but he knew he had a teammate in White out there to bat it out there. And
he couldn't
Cornell
grab the ball there.
Down.
Yes, and Eric normally you want to grab the ball, but Eric wasn't able to grab the ball there, so he batted it toward his basket, which is what you want to do in that situation.
And Cornell chased it down, got fouled going to the basket at the opposite end by David Allen, his first, and Cornell knocks down the first free throw. He's got 12 and a half to lead the streaks, to lead all scores. With 1:01 to go in the half, Galesburg leads by 8. Second one by Dotson, the right-hander knocks it down.
And again, we're at 1 minute here, 1:01 to go here. We want to finish off the quarter. Let's see if we can get a turnover or run out here and finish the half here on a little bit of mini run.
Cornell gets a breather, so does Eric Price. Jacob Carl back into the game along with the Andersons. Hodge and Nick Fields checks back in as well. Across midcourt comes Jaden Reed with a dribble. Hunches down low, works his way to the right side of the arc. Now left side, Eddington fires a three way off the mark, and the long rebound chased down by Norris for the Rockets. Knifing through the right side of the lane, contact and a blocking foul as Allen attacked the basket.
And again, there's the same situation. We gave up an offensive rebound that allowed them to continue the possession, and now we've allowed them to get to the line, score points here with the clock stopped, and allow them to set their defense.
Foul called against Jacob Carl, his first, sixth Galesburg team foul, and Allen to the free throw line, eyes it in the right-hander, hits it off the back iron, no good. 28-19 Galesburg, just under 40 seconds to go, first half.
They're looking to want to make this free throw so they can set up their full court pressure, their 2-2-1. A miss and no good.
Yeah, another bad miss. Both of them to the right and not much touch there. Jacob Carl controls the rebound. Now let's see if the Streaks want to try to hold for the final 40 seconds for the final shot.
Get back to double-digit lead here, Brad.
Already down to 24 to go. Here's Carl on the left side, double team, kicks it back out. Andrew, pulls it up and hits from 15 feet. 30-19, Galesburg. There's the double-digit lead. Can the defense hold for the final 12 seconds now? Reed across midcourt with a right-hand dribble.
Certainly we want to limit them to one shot here.
Down to 5. Reed attacks.
Glass.
And a blocking foul as he went right at Nick Fields. A little stutter step. Got Nick backpedaling. And he initiates a contact for a 1-1 here with 3 seconds to go. And Reed goes to the free throw line. 1 out of 4 in this game. 5 points in the first half. Second foul on Fields. 3.1 seconds to go. Reed eyes it. Puts it up and in, and he earns the second.
And I think he surprised Nick there in terms of him trying to get directly to the basket there with that time left on the clock, and he hadn't shown that here early in terms of his offensive skill set.
Justin back in for Nick Fields, so he doesn't pick up a third foul in the final 3 seconds. And Reed squares up for the second free throw. Eyes it, crouches, up and off the mark. Carl with his 6th rebound of the half. Streaks have 3 seconds. Outlet pass to end off. And the receiver chases it down but can't get off a final shot. So the Streaks do have that double-digit lead here at the half, 30-20. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half stats, talk things over with the coaching staff, and run through the individual scoring as well. We'll also check out some scores from tournaments around the area with the Silver Streaks here at Taylorville leading 30-20. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's David Schramm from WGIL, reminding you that Discovery Depot Children's Museum has a host of activities for kids going on as schools are out on holiday break, culminating in their noon Year's Eve on December 31st. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Taylorville. Galesburg with a 30-20 lead over the Rochester Rockets. Silver Streaks scored the first 7 points of the game and the first 5 points of the second quarter, so they've gotten off to a good start. But, Steve, I'm impressed by what Rochester has done in terms of being able to stay in this game, not get run out of the gym. Again, they come in with a record of 0-7, still finding their way under a first-year head coach. And, of course, yet another football state championship for the Rockets. So guys trying to find their way. They don't play a Thanksgiving tournament because they're almost always in the Final Four, if not the championship game. So they've squeezed 7 games into a short amount of time heading into this holiday tournament. And we heard Coach David Masajewski say in the pregame, they've hung around in a lot of games, and they're doing it here again. So I'm impressed with what they've been able to do. And I feel like as much as anything, they have prevented the Silver Streaks maybe from doing what they want to do as much as they want to do it in the first half.
Absolutely. I mean, give credit to Rochester. Number one, they're you know, the old playing hard cliche is one that I expect you to play hard if I'm a coach and worth my salt. But they are playing hard. They're putting out a great effort. Their effort is with focus. They are beating us back sometimes on the defensive end. They're getting to the offensive glass, which is allowing them to reset and get an opportunity at second chance points, which they have converted. On offense, we're able to do what we want. We're just, as we talked a little bit about, and it says with our statistics, that we're falling in love a little bit too much with a three-point shot. You know, we have a 10-point lead here. It's one of those that, again, they're not giving up. They're not giving in. They're battling. He talked about getting more consistent. They've shown some pretty good consistency against our good ball club. You know, one of the other things we talked about, or we didn't talk about, but you and I talked about on the way down, that as a football player, and not many guys play basketball and football, that combination, and I don't know, my brother and I, a couple of other guys, Andy Hendricks, and a few guys, you know, on this ball club here. When you go from football to basketball, your body is much more beat up. And the kinds of muscles you use in terms of being much more coordinated or athletic and fluid, I guess is the best word, are not there. It takes some time to get that sort of smoothed out of you.
Got to get your finesse back.
Yeah, and they deal with that every year. And that's not very much of a turnaround time from when their season ended, which is Thanksgiving weekend, to now, about a month, a little less than a month, for them to really get it going. So they're doing a really, really good job with all that being said.
But the Silver Streaks still lead where it counts on the scoreboard, 30-20 here at the half. Let's take a look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And again, one of the things we talked about was shot selection. And as Steve gets ready to give you some of the team numbers, I'll just throw this one out there. Streaks have 27 shot attempts in the first half. 18 of those 27 are three-point attempts. Now, we said at the beginning of the season, and Mike Reynolds has said also, they probably are going to shoot a lot of threes, but you got to be able to do it in the rhythm of the offense. You got to be able to do it within the flow of things, and the Streaks have knocked some down. They've knocked down 6 of them, so that's not bad, but still like to see a little more interior play as the Streaks can work it in as well. Attack the basket a little bit more.
So what you have there, Brad, and that's an excellent point in that we've taken 18 three-point shots, 27 for the half. What you want to do is get a little bit of balance, like you say in that. We may go 3 or 4 or 5 possessions where a three is our shot. Maybe we go 2 in a row with a 3. Then we get back to trying to get the ball inside. That's going to soften up the defense, also get everybody involved, also create some rhythm. So all those things are part of a successful and efficient offense. We've probably launched a little bit too many, even though many of them have been wide open. They allow you to get back on your heels and get lulled to sleep a little bit. As you said, we were 6 out of 18 from the beyond the arc. We were 10 out of 27 total for the field, 37%. Not really something that we're very pleased with. They were 9 out of 26 for 34%, and they did not make a three-point goal. So, again, neither team shooting the ball all that well. And that, again, I think a little bit is reflective of you're off for 10 days. That part of your game is going to be missing more than other parts of your game because of the touch within a game. You can't simulate that all in practice. We out-rebounded them 20-15, although we gave up a number of really important offensive rebounds to them. We turned it over 8 times with a number of them down the stretch there against their 2-2-1 pressure. They turned it over 6 times.
Free throw shooting, Rockets 2 out of 8. Silver Streaks, 4 out of 4. Galesburg on top, 30-20 at the half. Take a break, talk things over with the coaching staff, run through some individual scores, and check out some other tournament scores as well. Here at Taylorville, Galesburg leads Rochester by 10. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's a simple concept, wheel alignment for life. Get 4 tires at Dave's Auto Body and you qualify for a free 4-wheel alignment for as long as you own your vehicle. Just ask us for a tire quote.
You better call Dave's.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly cloudy skies for this evening with a 50% chance of snow overnight, a low of 0, wind chill of -6. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance for snow, high 17, a wind chill of 6 below as well. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow, a low of 9. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 1 degree.
It'll be an early start for the GHS girls basketball team tomorrow morning as they take on the Altamont Indians at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 8:10 on WGIL.
Back here at Taylorville, Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Didn't get a chance to work in a word from the sideline with Ryan Hart. Guess we talked too much there at halftime, so our apologies for not finding out what the coaching staff talked about.
Well, we did talk a little bit, old colleagues over there, and, you know, credited Rochester, but they weren't pleased with our play in a number of areas.
And here's an inlet pass and a step to the basket by Jordan Leach. And Rochester, just like that, strikes first here to start the third quarter. So more interior play by the Rockets cuts the deficit to 8. Galesburg's first offensive possession of the half as the Silver Streaks send the 5 starters back out, cutting through the lane. Bad pass by Dotson, intercepted for the 9th Galesburg turnover. Into the front court, Sean Norris for the Rockets. Jumper outside the free throw line, missed. Rebound tipped out to Jacob Carl. He and Andrew Anderson led the Silver Streaks with 6 rebounds each in the first half. Left side, Dotson with it on the elbow. Backs up. Up top, Anderson. To the right side, Andrew. Now Hodge with it. Open 3. Right wing. In and out. Rebound on the floor. And a foul by Cornell Dotson. Knocking off Roche. Chasing it down from behind. And that's a 3rd foul on Cornell Dotson. Quick individual scoring. Jaden Reed, Matt Johnson, each with 6 in the first half for the Rockets. Jordan Leach, Lucas McCafferty, Cade Eddington, and Riley Roche, each with 2. Dotson led the Silver Streaks with 13 in the first half. Andrew Anderson had 7. Khalil Hodge, 6. Quinn Anderson and Jacob Carl, each with two. No bench points for the Silver Streaks in the first half. Cut off in the lane. Roche passes it back out. Up top, now right side, it goes to Reed. Step back three. Way short. Rebound under the basket. Andrew for the Silver Streaks. Trying to add to an eight-point lead here. Andrew down the lane. Big step to the basket. And a hand check as he gets grabbed on the arm. And I don't know if you can hear the Rochester faithful behind us unhappy. One of the big reasons Andrew took that big step down the lane was he got grabbed on the arm and practically pulled down. Reed picks up. No, I take that back. That's on Johnson. And that is his second.
And a good call there. Andrew did get just absolutely mugged there on his way to the basket.
And he knocks down the first free throw. First point of the second half for the Silver Streaks. Andrew with eight in the game. He comes in shooting just over 70% from the free throw line on the season. Second one up and in as well. Andrew 1 point short of double figures for the game. Silver Streaks back on top by 10, 32-22. On the right side, this is Norris with it. Guarded by Hodge. Got around Hodge. Drives in. Tripped up. Balls down. And a foul called. I think will be on Quinn Anderson. And that'll be his first of the game.
Tough call there, Brad. The Gelsberg coaching staff is saying that he was out of control. He literally traveled before he ran into our guy there. And the foul occurred after the travel.
First one up and in. Norris's first, well, his first point of the game. First time he's even made a shot attempt of any kind. 6 foot junior. Again, the Rockets at 0-7. Start three juniors under first year head coach David Mastrojeski.
They've cut the lead to eight here. We need to have a solid offensive possession here and get ourselves on track.
Left side, Cornell Dotson feeds it down low. Good catch and shot up and in by Andrew
Good
Anderson.
Good offensive set there and got the ball inside for an easy shot for Andrew. Now let's work on digging in here defensively.
Screen on the right side of the lane helped free Andrew up, cutting in from the right to the left side. Down to the low blocks for that catch. Now a step back three by Roche. Missed it. Weak side rebound off the hands of Dotson. Saves it, falling out of bounds into the hands of Hodge. Into the front court, Khalil. Right side, Andrew. Now into the right corner, Quinn. Fakes the three. Steps left. Fires it off the front of the rim. And the rebound by Rochester. Johnson controls for the Rockets. I almost would have preferred Quinn just went ahead and put up the first one rather than pump fake and stepping left.
Because he only stepped in one step, and you might as well, you know, that's not worth it. You got to stay outside the three-point line there when you're at that distance.
Ball knocked loose right along the baseline. Andrew Anderson comes up with a steal. Hodge, left side, back behind him to Andrew. To the free throw line, around a screen, down the right side of the lane, blocked. Rebound chased down by Reed for Rochester. Back quickly come the Rockets. Down low, a shot and a foul. Norris will get a chance at a three-point play.
And they've done that beautifully. In transition, they've been able to get some good looks at the basket, a number of opportunities at layups, and there they got another one, and we fouled, make an opportunity for them to have a three-point play here.
Second foul on Anderson. Quinn, that is. Third team foul on the Silver Streaks already here in this third quarter. And we've seen this from time to time, Steve. I feel like maybe it's gotten better over the last few games, but Streaks just getting beat down the floor.
We're a little bit sluggish right now, and we need to, you know, get that flushed out of our system here.
Missed free throw. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. Drives it to the other end. The ball knocked out of bounds by Jordan Leach. So Rochester getting back defensively. Streaks will inbound it. About halfway between the backboard and the corner, Nick Fields will pull the trigger. On the inbound to Hodge. Catches, shoots a three, and rattles it through. First basket of the second half for Hodge. He's got nine in the game. Silver Streaks' lead is 11, 37-26, under 5 minutes to go, third quarter.
Create some pressure and intensity here. Got Tylen Parks into the ball game to do that as just that right now.
Be a hound defensively, and it creates a turnover. Reed tried to back into Parks. Tylen stayed right with him. Reed lost a handle on it. Now here's Fields into the front court. Picks up his dribble on the wing. Needs help. Gets it over left side to Hodge, and he feeds it back to Mick to reset the offense here. Under 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg leads by 11. Up top, Ander to the free throw line. Steps back. High post. Shoots and scores. He's got six in the quarter. Leads the Silver Streaks with 13 along with Dotson.
Good ball players. sense when their ball club needs them a little bit more than normal, and Andrew has done that here in this period.
And a bad turnover by Rochester. Pass thrown up high, too high for Riley Roche on the sideline. It rolls off the back of his hand, over his shoulder, and out of bounds. Third turnover on the Rockets here in the second half, and the Streaks trying to build on a 13-point lead.
And go on an 8-0 run as a result.
Fields across midcourt. Hodge thought about the three and gets called for stutter stepping. I did not see
tough
him pick up
there.
His pivot foot.
Tough call there.
But 10th turnover on the Silver Streaks. 9 against the Rockets, and Rochester will bring it across about three-quarters of the length of the court as they inbound right in front of the Galesburg bench past the midpoint of the third quarter. Reed will walk it across midcourt. He's got his hands outstretched as if to say, what am I supposed to do? Gets it across midcourt, and the ball kicked out of bounds by Hodge on the right side.
And again, we want to establish, I think, ball pressure here. We've been a little bit more uncharacteristically non-aggressive, if I can use all of that gobbledygook. We've just not been the aggressive ball club that we normally are under Coach Reynolds here. And I think that that's what we want to kick it loose here a little bit here.
Rochester inbounds it into the backcourt to Cade Eddington. He'll bring it across midcourt. Reed comes out left side for it, guarded by Parks. Lobs it down low over the hands of Carl, and then a foul on Anderson coming in from the weak side. Got there too late. That'll be the first of the game on Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew had the right idea, just the wrong execution. He's a little bit late. He needs to be in that help side to take away that lob, and he was just a little late.
Fourth team foul on Galesburg, just under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 13-point Silver Streaks lead. Leach trying to cut into that here with a free throw, and it's short. It finally dawned on me, Steve. I was trying to figure out who the Rochester coach David Massajewski reminded me of, and it finally hit me. It reminds me a lot of Andy Douglas at Quincy.
Yes, looks a lot like him. He's from Glen Ellen, the Chicago suburbs, and really doing a good job. He's got his kids working hard. They're playing with focus. They're playing with a purpose.
Khalil Hodge misses a three. Rebound Tylan Parks puts the ball on the floor. Reach in. Ball knocked loose. Now on the floor. We got a hand check foul called. We're going to call that one on Rochester, I believe, after at the other end, Leach missed both free throws. This is not, at least in this game, Rochester has not shot free throws well.
And their mechanics haven't been very good either. Great to hustle play by Tylan to keep the possession alive and keep possession of the ball for us.
And now brings the ball down low, allowing Rochester's Cade Eddington a chance to reach in there and tie up Parks. Possession arrow favors the Silver Streaks, though. 3:02 to go, third quarter. 39-26 is the Galesburg lead. Parks, right side, Hodge. Khalil with it, swings the ball down low, drives into the lane, shoots from the free throw line, and a foul on the floor. And Khalil's going to get two free throws here.
Got a break there. Khalil was just in a bad spot there, Rochester bailed him out there by fouling him because that was going to be nearly an impossible shot going against the grain. He exposed the ball there. Looked like it could have been blocked. We'll take what we can get there, and Khalil certainly sold that.
And knocks down the first free throw. He's in double figures with 10 now. 40-26, Silver Streaks. They've led the whole way after scoring the first 7 of the game. Hodge knocks down both free throws. And the lead is now 15, 41-26, biggest of the game for the Silver Streaks. They led by as many as 13 in the first half. They've surpassed that now on the two Hodge free throws as he joins Andrew Anderson and Cornell Dotson in double figures in scoring for the Silver Streaks.
Coach wants to extend pressure here on the ball.
Eddington drives around. Cornell had to back off a little bit, but a block down low and the rebound collected by the Silver Streaks. Clark Hawkins with 4 rebounds off the bench, and Eddington picks up his third foul as Dotson brought it across midcourt.
Well, got beat off the dribble, but Clark was Johnny on the spot there, and turn it over on the other end here and get a foul on us.
And don't you think Cornell kind of backed off a little bit? He's got 3 fouls, so he can't pick up a fourth with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. He's got it now.
And credit the Rochester kid for being aggressive to the goal.
Nick Fields with it on the right side. Under 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Andrew Anderson drives and drives too deep. He stepped on the baseline. Streaks turn it over for the 11th time.
I do like Andrew trying to be more aggressive here and trying to be a little bit of the go-to guy offensively this period. And he's done a good job for the most part with it.
He and Cornell Dotson lead the Streaks in scoring with 13 as Galesburg leads by 15, 41-26. They've outscored Rochester 11-6 here in this third quarter to build on the halftime lead. Down low in the lane, shot up and in with a foul as Jordan Leach attacks the basket, and he's got a chance at a three-point play.
And again, they're low post, back to the basket, old traditional, old-time basketball there. They've been very, very good with it and scored again there and have another chance at a traditional three-point play.
First foul of the game on Clark Hawkins, five team fouls on the Silver Streaks. 2:07 to go, third quarter, free throw short, and Clark boxes out for his fifth rebound. Off the bench for the Silver Streaks. Here's Tylan Parks with it left side, lost the handle on it, chases it down before it goes out of bounds. Now Fields drives, but banks it too hard off the backboard. Rebound Leach, here comes Rochester, trying to cut into this 13-point Galesburg lead. Dribble out high by Roche, passes it away, now to the right side, Clare. Down low, backing his way in, Leach tries to post up Hawkins, misses a shot with a roll off the rim. Tylan Parks with a rebound. Outlet, runs it, shot, a little bit short, won't go down, and we got a foul on the back of Tylan's head as he went in for the basket, and he'll shoot two free throws.
And again, Tylan has been very aggressive. He's given us a lot of energy here in this stint off the bench for us, and there he was very aggressive to the basket. Drew a foul, going to be able to shoot two free throws.
Foul on Roche, his second. Both teams with five team fouls now, a minute 35 to go, third quarter. Tylan's free throw off the back iron. That is the first miss for the Silver Streaks at the free throw line in this game. Now 8-for-9 as a team. Rochester, meanwhile, 2-for-6 at the free throw line in this half, 4-for-14 for the game at the free throw line.
And that's been a key factor here. They can certainly have made this ball game a much tighter ball game.
Tylan's second free throw, line drive off the back of the rim again.
Yeah, a little flat.
Rebound Rochester
right back
has
in the
it,
play.
But there's Tylan with a steal
by Tylan
from the backside. Drives, and then he travels with it on the left side of the lane.
No. Tough call there. Tough call there.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds not unhappy with the official's call there. So the Streaks give it right back after the Parks steal, then gets called for traveling. 12th Galesburg turnover. Streaks keep the full court press on. Now Rochester breaks it across midcourt with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Into the lane, kicking it back out. Roche with a long three and a block by Fields. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks. Jalen all the way. Dumps it off left side, Fields with a layup. Jalen took it coast to coast after the rebound. Drew the defense, bounced it through the lane for the lay-in by Fields. Now at the other end, Eric Davidson with a block. Rebound right back to Norris. And a three on the way is good from the outside.
Tough break there. We got a great block there, and the ball just went right to Norris, and he had a wide-open three and converted it.
43-31, Galesburg by 12. Here's Dotson to answer from the left side. Missed it. Rebound, Rochester couldn't control and lost it out of bounds. They just got too flat-footed watching that ball just kind of fall free, and the Streaks get it back on a dead ball rebound. 39 seconds to go, third quarter, 12-point Silver Streaks lead. On the inbound left side, Dotson. Bad pass up high. Telegraphed, intended for Parks, stolen away by Rochester. And then Parks gets credit for the block as he's falling away from Brock McKinney. Just short-armed it too much as Parks was going past him. And the ball went out of bounds after the block back to the Silver Streaks.
Tylan kept his hands involved. Didn't give up on the play and got us possession of the ball. He's going to the bench now. We're bringing in Justin Enhoff here at the end of the period to see if we can get scoring in. But Tylan was extremely effective in his minutes off the bench here tonight. Really provided a spark.
Makes him a candidate for a Dave's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game, even though he doesn't
Absolutely.
Have any points. Fields up top. Now left side end off with 16 seconds to go. Justin drives, spin move, up with the right hand, but missed it.
Great move by Justin, just couldn't get it to go.
Johnson with a rebound. Chance for Rochester to get the final points of the quarter with 6 seconds to go. Hesitation drive by Roche, drives all the way down, too strong in the basket. Rebound, and they can't get off a final shot. That's the end of the third quarter with the Silver Streaks still on top by 12, 43-31. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook. GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them, which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time, brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day, some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Yeah. Silver Streaks lead as we head to the fourth quarter here at Taylorville. 43-31, Rochester with a ball and a three by Reed. Not much was happening in that offensive set. He just let it fly. Quinn Anderson with a rebound. Galesburg trying to build on a lead here and put this stubborn Rockets team away here as we get the Taylorville tournament started. Third game of the day here. Silver Streaks girls played two earlier at Mattoon. Both teams have an early start tomorrow. Pass down low from Quinn to Jacob, trying to post up. Draws a double team, tries to feed it through the lane, and Rochester batted it loose and stole it away. At the other end, step back and another block. This time by Khalil Hodge. And now a technical foul called. It's going to be against Rochester. Did they call it on the coach or did they call it on one of the players?
It looks like it was on the coach, yes.
Yep.
He said something about that call or what he thought was a foul there on that block and got a technical.
So Jacob Carl got the rebound. Khalil Hodge got the block down low. Khalil's going to shoot the technical free throws at the other end, and he knocks down the first one. 6.5, 12 for the game for Hodge. 44-31 Galesburg. As we've played 45 seconds here in the fourth quarter, Khalil knocks them both down. And the Streaks get the ball as well. 14-point lead. They've led by as many as 15 here in the second half. The technical foul is the sixth team foul on Rochester, 5 against Galesburg. And maybe some frustration coming out from David Masajeska as he's trying to get his team his first win. Inlet pass intended for Carl from the outside. Pump fakes with the head and shoulder. Won't go down underneath. And the rebound by Reed leads the break to the other end. And contact as Quinn gets back, tries to draw the charging foul, but he'll pick up a defensive foul instead, his third.
You know, one of the things that we have not done as effectively as we've done in our previous 10 ball games is have Jacob Carl involved on the offense. He's an outstanding passer from the pivot inside. He finds people on the weak side, and he's not been as involved here today, and that's no fault of his own. We have needed to do a better job of finding him inside. In the last two possessions we have, let's see if that bodes well here down the line.
Reed misses another free throw. He is 2-for-7 now at the line, and Jacob might be looking to get his wind back a little bit. I mean, we talked about it. He sat out quite a bit of practice last week with that ankle injury. I think Mike Reynolds has been able to spell him effectively with the Streaks getting off to an early lead in this game and then keeping it there.
And good point there. I mean, we don't know where he is, although we did talk about that one would be a factor.
Oh, and Jacob gets intercepted at midcourt as he tries to break the press. Rochester with a steal and the layup by Leach at the other end, and they're energized here. A couple of Silver Streaks turnovers, and they cut the lead to 11 at 45-34. Anderson across midcourt to Cornell. Feeds it into the right corner. Andrew drives baseline. Has the ball knocked loose out of bounds. Nearly stolen away by Johnson. Looked like he reached in, almost just ripped it right out of Andrew's hands as he was driving in from the right baseline. Streaks will hang on to it.
The own John Wooden philosophy of don't hurry, be quick. We're hurrying a little bit right now.
Inbounds to Hodge from the outside. Way short. Andrew got a hand on the rebound on the weak side underneath, but he lost it out of bounds. Well, this is playing into Rochester's hands a little bit here now as they have scored the last Well, just the last three, but it feels like more than that. As they cut the lead to 11, they could get it under double digits here with a long time to go in this game.
And, Brad, we really had a chance to really extend the lead and had them on the ropes, but they're a scrappy group and are not giving in here.
And the technical foul seems to have energized them even a little bit more. Eddington scoops it behind him to Leach. At the free throw line, wide open jumper by Johnson off the back iron and drops through. And now their shooting is picking up.
Yeah, a good mid-range jump shooter. Right from the foul line, a 15-footer by the lefty.
Full court press, overthrown Jacob Carl. Third Galesburg turnover of the quarter. 9-point lead, trying to make it six. Dreed fakes, drives, throws it through the lane, knocked away by Galesburg, but Rochester gets it back. In the lane, short-armed and a foul as Leach comes up, short on the shot, and they're going to get called on the rebound.
Yeah, he was over the top there. He got a little bit too aggressive. He missed the shot, and I think that he tried to make up for it and went over the back.
And that is the fourth foul of the game on Jordan Leach, and we've got a timeout, a 30-second timeout, and our first chance to thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville. This game has been so up and down and so quick. We haven't had a whole lot of chance to really talk about the great vehicle that they provided for us in a 2015 Nissan Murano. We both had a chance to drive it, and of course we want to remind you about the lifetime warranty on the powertrain that you can get on all vehicles 5 years old or newer, and new vehicles as well, and also if they have 80,000 miles or less. A lifetime,
we
no
talk
cost
about that, Brad.
Powertrain warranty.
I'm not a car expert by any means, but that is a terrific, terrific deal of having that lifetime guarantee on the drivetrain of that vehicle. And again, the one you talked about here tonight, that is a wonderful car, beautiful inside, rides beautifully, gets good gas mileage. Jeff Klink's done a great job of giving us another wonderful car here at Traveling.
The 2015 Nissan Murano, in fact, they just got it this week. They've been very busy with a lot of sales as Khalil Hodge knocks down the first free throw coming out of the timeout. And this has had, what was it, 32,400,
yes.
I think. All leather interior as Hodge knocks down both free throws. He's 6-for-6 from the line in the second half. So our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville and to all Silver Streaks road games throughout the football and basketball seasons. 47-36 Galesburg, 5:40 to go. Runner in the lane, scoop shot missed by Leach. Andrew Anderson with his ninth rebound of the game. Into the front court. Hodge wide open right side for three off the front of the rim. Cornell tips the rebound to himself. Gets it out to two fields, and the Streaks get another crack at it. Leading 47-36, 5:20 to go in the game, and an illegal screen called against Galesburg away from the ball. That'll be their 16th turnover and the fourth here in this fourth quarter, and that one's called against Hodge, his second. 5:20 to go in the game, Streaks by 11.
And we've turned the ball over much, much more here than we normally would. A little bit, you know, sluggish is not it, a little rusty here in terms of those little things like that.
Rochester with the ball down 11, trying to get that lead under double digits again. Inlet pass for Leach, trying to post up Anderson, but leaves it off. Eddington driving in from the left side, a little bit out of control. Gets his own rebound, though, up and in from the left side.
Again, they have no quit in him, and again, they've got a number of second chance points here tonight.
47-38, Galesburg by 9. Anderson, Quinn with a hesitation drive, frees himself up, then misses the shot from the low blocks, gets his own rebound, and a foul called on Eddington on the reach as Anderson goes up for the putback.
And again, good job by us of not getting up on that offensive rebound. Quinn just couldn't get it to go, but he had at least the presence to have the body control and play through contact and got fouled.
Did a nice job on a couple of head and shoulder fakes to free himself up, really, for just about a bunny right underneath on the low blocks. Couldn't knock it down, and then he misses the first free throw.
A little bit flat-footed on that one. Got to get himself here together, get connected here with a shot.
Quinn's only points are two free throws in the first quarter. Second one on the way and in.
Much better.
And a timeout, a full timeout, called by the Silver Streaks. 48-38. Streaks on top, 4:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Let's take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them, too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Coming out of a full timeout, Galesburg leads Rochester 48-38 here at Taylorville earlier today. Salem defeated the Galesburg girls at the Mattoon tournament 30-27. And then the Silver Streaks came back, had a huge second half, and routed Sullivan 64-31. 4:47 to go in the game here. 8 team fouls for Rochester, 7 for the Silver Streaks. Possession arrow favors Galesburg. Streaks with 3 timeouts remaining, Rochester with 4. And the Rockets bring it across midcourt with Reed at the point. Screen set, Reed drives down the lane, up and in with a left hand as he attacked the basket, and he'll go to the free throw line on a 3-point play.
Very nice screen roll, 2-man game there on the right side. He got to the rim, used his body as a shield, and put it up with the left hand. Nice, nice offensive move there by Reed.
He's only 3-for-8 from the free throw line. As a foul called against Nick Fields, his 3rd. Free throw up and in. And he's made 2 in a row, maybe starting to get the rhythm a little bit here at the line. Lead is down to 7.
They've set their 2-2-1 here.
Cornell Dotson in the backcourt across midcourt to Fields. Pulls up on the left wing. Left open, leaves it off for Quinn. Quinn with a hesitation drive, jump stop in the lane, finger rolls it off the front of the rim, and Reed with a rebound. Another great move to get freed up for the shot. Quinn just couldn't finish it off.
Couldn't get it. And, I mean, a great move to the basket by Quinn.
Reed around Anderson at the other end, and then he comes up short on the shot. Khalil Hodge with a rebound. Reed a little bit out of control, and out the other end, Cornell with a feed and a lay-in. 50-41, Galesburg back on top by 9. Dotson with 15, Hodge with 15, and Rochester with a timeout. 3:57 to go, and he is upset. He being David Masajewski for the Rockets, and he is barking at one of his players. Cannot see who it is who's sitting down on the bench over there. He was very unhappy that Cornell Dotson got open for that layup at the other end.
And they have been able to get back and transition and be able to stop the ball and make us, for the most part, set and not give up any easy baskets. And there they gave up an easy basket and one we really needed at this point.
Yeah.
I think coming out of the timeout, Brad, we want to certainly dial up the half-court defensive end in terms of pressure. We've been a little, like Coach always says, aggressive wins, and we've been a little bit back on our toes here for one reason or another. And this is the point of the game where we really want to dial up the defensive intensity.
3:57. To play. Silver Streaks lead by 9. Want to remind you about what's coming up tomorrow in terms of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks girls will play Altamont in the first game of their doubleheader action. That one's going to be here on WGIL tomorrow morning at 8:30. The Galesburg boys, meanwhile, are going to play Rantoul at just about the same time. So we're going to start that game on 92.7 FM, The Laser. It's a 9 a.m. tip tomorrow, Galesburg and Rantoul, in a rematch from a Thanksgiving tournament game. So Steve and I will have the call for that one for you on 92.7 FM, The Laser, as the Galesburg girls will play at Mattoon here on WGIL at the same time. Rochester coming out of the timeout, inside the free throw line. Turnaround jumper with a left hand off the mark by Johnson. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Rochester.
Again, they ran that two-man pick and roll on the right side. We covered up much, much better there. Forced an off-balance shot there.
They're going to keep the full court pressure on. See if the Streaks can take advantage of it, break it, handle it better, and try to add to this 9-point lead here with 3.5 minutes to play. Jacob Carl in the right corner, left wide open, feeds it out to Fields. Up top, Hodge. He'll shoot the 3 off the front of the rim. Rebound, chase down, ball knocked out of bounds. It'll go back to Rochester.
Much better with our patience attacking their 2-2-1 there. We weren't playing as fast as we were before, which, again, is one of the objectives of a zone press. They want to get a turnover, but if not, they want to make you to play a little bit out of control and faster. We were much better that time.
But we're not able to add to the lead, so it remains at 50-41. Reed on a hesitation drive gets all the way to the low blocks, and then the ball goes over the rim and back to the Silver Streaks. Here's Andrew down the lane. Feeds it through the lane to Jacob Carl. Wasn't ready for it. Lost a handle on it. Turned it over. Eddington at the other end. Drives under the basket. Reed comes out from the baseline. Now into the left corner with it as the ball knocked away from behind by Hodge. Reed's a very active player, especially on the dribble, but not real smooth with it a lot of times. Seems to play a little bit wild, out of control.
A little out of control. He likes the three ball.
Goes into the corner where Roche knocks down the step back. And Rochester within six now at 50-44. Roche with six and a half, eight for the game. Streaks break the press. And Andrew Anderson fouled. And Leach is out of the game. Hodge with a soft pass to the volleyball line where Anderson had to jump up for it. And Leach came up for the steal from the backside.
And that little soft lob pass at this level against pressure and certainly against the zone press is one that is just inviting a steal. And we were lucky that one didn't get stolen.
Well, earlier in the game, the scoreboard showed Leach with four. I had him with four. So maybe there was a change when they gave him a fourth foul earlier. Maybe he got changed because now the scoreboard is showing him with four still. So he is not out of the game.
His post play and interior defense have been, you know, very, very good here tonight and important for Rochester.
And Andrew Anderson misses the front end of the 1-1. To the other end, Eddington strong to the basket, too strong. And the rebound tipped out by the Silver Streaks back to Rochester. And a three on the way, and they're within three now. With 2:20 to go in the game, it's 50-47 as Reed knocks down a three-pointer and the Rockets call a timeout with 2:20 to go.
And certainly they are gaining confidence. Again, when you're a big underdog coming into a ball game and the longer that you hang tough with your opponent, you gain confidence and gain energy. And right now, Rochester is certainly doing that against us. This is crunch time for us. We've got to get some leadership here. We've got to be able to not lose our aggressiveness, go toe-to-toe here and answer. I know that's what Coach Reynolds is going to be talking about, as well as some schematic things here in the huddle.
Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week and a 2015 Nissan Murano. Again, it just got traded in within the, if not today, yesterday. I think they said they just got it yesterday. And so we're the first ones to be able to drive it. All leather interior, very comfortable. Nissan Murano, just under 33,000 miles on it. And it might have 33,000 on it by the time we get it back into town after a few trips from Springfield to Taylorville and back and then back home. But check it out at Galesburg Nissan and be sure to ask them about the lifetime powertrain warranty available on all new vehicles and all used vehicles of less than 80,000 miles and less than 5 years old.
They're going to continue to press us.
Streaks break it. Left corner Hodge for three. In and out. Rebound Quinn Anderson. Puts it back up and he knocks that one down. And now the Streaks call a timeout. Boy, Galesburg needed that one badly.
Quinn has been outstanding here in this fourth quarter on the boards. He's been our most aggressive player here. And again, that put back was a big, big basket for us.
I like the shot that Khalil put up, even though he's 0 for 4 from three-point range here in this quarter and 1 for 6 for the half. It was a good-looking shot. He shot it in rhythm, and I thought it was going to go down. And somehow Quinn found himself virtually all alone right into the left side of the basket to come up with that offensive putback.
And we've won the rebound war here tonight, but we've not rebounded the ball offensively as well. And we're going to extend our defense here as well.
Still a two-possession game, 52-47. Galesburg on top. Streaks have led the entire way after scoring the first 7 points of the game and leading by seven at the end of the first quarter. 2 minutes to go, and we're about to count under two for the game. First game here went double overtime. Second game, Sterling beat IBC by 20. Reed with a hesitation dribble, and an offensive foul as Nick Fields moving with him, but he got to the position in first, and he forced Reed to kind of lean in on him. That's just the first foul of the game on Jaden Reed and the first turnover on Rochester in this fourth quarter.
A terrific defensive play by Nick Fields. Nick Fields is a smart, smart athlete. He got on his right hand there and was able to take the charge. Big play by Nick.
That's a crunch time play of the game candidate. Streaks break the press. Hodge in the right corner gets it back out to Fields between the circles.
Want to get a good one here.
Minute 40 to go. Anderson on the left side. That's Andrew with it. Dribbles out of it to the free throw line. Draws contact in the lane going to the basket. And he'll shoot two free throws.
And again, an outstanding effort there by Andrew and a good decision there. You want to be aggressive to the basket here late in the game to draw fouls, and now you've got to knock down free throws.
And now Jordan Leach does foul out of the game. So he fouls out with 8 points. And at 6-6, Rochester loses its biggest player on the roster. And that might free things up a little bit more for the Streaks to attack the basket here late. Anderson to the free throw line. Missed the front end of a 1-1 about a minute ago on the game clock. He's got 6.5, 13 for the game, and two shots coming here. Dribbled into a double team, drew the foul, and knocks down the first free throw. And the second free throw gives the Streaks a three-possession lead now at 54-47.
Got to try to make them run clock by playing very, very good team defense.
Roche leaves off for Eddington. Right-hand jumper up and in from the angle, banks it in off the backboard, 54-49.
Good defense. He just made a circus shot there.
Full court pressure. Streaks need to get it across midcourt. Fields lobs it into the front court to Andrew. Deflected pass, cross court, into the hands of Hodge. Under a minute to go.
Strong with the ball, pass fakes. Face up to the ball, try not to throw anything on the run.
Andrew draws a hand check out high. A little crossover dribble between the circles. That'll be the fourth foul of the game on Matt Johnson. And the 10th team foul on Rochester gives Anderson two free throws here. He has 15 in the game. Khalil Hodge has 15.
Big free throws here.
First one up and short. See that one as soon as he let it go.
Reset. Lost his legs in it.
Second one by Andrew. Up and in. And the Streaks lead by six again at 55-49. Back into the game, Tylan Parks. Brought a lot of energy, especially defensively for the Silver Streaks in the third quarter. Hodge sits down with 53 seconds to go.
And a good substitution here. Make them, again, run offense. And also by us picking up full court here, we're going to make them take clock off by putting pressure on them.
Down to 52 seconds to go. Reed in the backcourt. Fields backs up to the top of the arc to guard him. Reed works his way to the right side toward the Rochester bench. Down to 42 seconds to go. Not a lot of movement here, so Reed just fires a three and hits. Step to the left. Really nobody got out for the Silver Streaks to get a hand in his face or to give him any kind of pressure. It's down to a three-point game again. 38 seconds to go, and Reed has 10 points here in this fourth quarter.
And you can certainly tell when a kid goes to lift for his jump shot, if he's got everything together, he's got good rhythm, and certainly that looked good all the way. And Brad, one of the things that I've noticed with their guards, Reed and Roach, is they've got better as the game has went on. And I don't know if they picked up confidence, they certainly picked up rhythm, and they've been very, very good here, much better in the second half, and have been really, really big keys in their team's effort here to stay right in the ball game, a one possession ball game here with 38.4 seconds to go.
Streaks will have the ball coming out of the Rochester timeout.
We have two timeouts left. I know Coach Reynolds is going to be going over that. We're going to be able to run the baseline here. The first key is to get the ball in. And again, we now have to make sure we're taking care of the ball. No careless passes. We've got to meet all the passes. Use pass fakes. And we can keep good balance here. And again, when we have the ball, take care of the ball, have a good base, because they're going to obviously take chances here to try to get turnovers. And then as we get fouled, knock down free throws here. They're going to extend their defense. They'll be in their 1-2, 1-1, full court press here, trying to get traps.
Rochester with one timeout remaining. Full court press, pass into Andrew Anderson. He's trapped, gets it across the midcourt to Cornell Dotson. Cornell's got to watch out for the pick from behind. Dribbles in from the left side, and a foul. Kind of shielded from where I'm sitting here at half
court.
Got
bumped there by the trailer. And again, one thing that
that's our fourth on Kate Eddington. Go ahead, Steve.
Our ball club did a good job there as alerting Cornell to a back tap because we had trailing defenders coming from behind him, and he took care of the ball.
First free throw by Cornell is up and in.
A big one there.
He's got 16 points. That makes it a two-possession game again at 56-52. Jacob Carl will check in for the Silver Streaks. Quinn Anderson sits down. Andrew Anderson leads the Silver Streaks. But Dotson and Hodge are right there with him for scoring honors. Cornell knocks it down. 5-point game. And the Streaks call a timeout. With just a shade under 30 seconds to play, that's a full Galesburg timeout. So what do you think's going on here? Since it's a Silver Streaks have to set it up defensively, it's as much about what, Steve, here about how to play?
A couple of things here. What we don't want to do, as well as what they're going to do, and what we want to try to do, if I can say all three of those. What we don't want to do is obviously foul.
Sure.
We don't want to give up direct drives to the basket. We don't want to give up offensive rebounds. What we do want to do is make them work the clock, try to work the clock to get a shot off, to get a legitimate shot off. And then obviously, if we get the rebound, take care of the basketball. If they score, what we're going to do from there, again, making sure we get the ball inbound. So there's a little bit of this leads to this, leads to this. If this happens, here's what you do. All of those kinds of things without being too technical and without feeding their minds too full of things here. But we start here by really trying to play solid defense without fouling, make them try to milk the clock and work for everything. Do not foul the jump shooter as well. Secure an offensive rebound. Then take care of the ball from there.
Put just enough pressure on the inbound to
make
sure that they have
clock.
Pick up the ball as quickly as they can.
Make them go east and west instead of north-south. Not get up the floor quickly.
In fact, Hodge is going to pressure the inbound, and Reed comes into the backcourt to take the inbounds pass. Drives into the front court. Picks up his dribble out high.
Exactly what we wanted.
Fields gets on top of him. Now driving around Jacob Carl, driving in from the right side. Norris comes up short on the shot. Offensive rebound kicked out. Three-pointer won't go. And Carl locks onto the rebound. Feeds it into the front court. Overthrows Andrew Anderson. But it's down to 8 seconds to go in the game.
And they're going to get a timeout here. They want to draw some things here. They've got to try to. I mean, they're in. They've got to draw up something that's a quick hit or three here. And then obviously they have to have a 2-point out of this. And again, they could go either way here, but they've got to some way or the other get a steal on the inbounds after they score, or certainly a foul quick. They're in a heap of hurting here. They don't have a whole lot here, but something has to be done quick here, either a two or a three, and then follow up with the opposing scenario after that.
Well, and the fact that they have to take it the length of the court, too.
Yeah.
You've got to get two possessions in less than 8 seconds and take it the length of the court.
The NBA where they can take it in at half court here. And we want to extend pressure here. Again, a little bit of a token pressure here, although it looks like we're going to fall back. And again, and that makes sense, too, as well here, because they have two possessions that they need to score on. So we don't want to foul here. We just want a token defense here. Let them potentially do what they're going
to
do.
Inbound to
then
Reed
we can
at
just
the volleyball
stay out of bounds.
Line. Yep. And
we
he
can
knocks
stay
it
out of
down.
Bounds. That's the end.
In fact, the ball kind of gets kicked over into the Taylorville cheerleaders, and the Streaks don't even have to go chase it down. As Reed knocked down the three-pointer
again,
with 2
with
seconds
no to
go. With
no timeouts left, we can stand outside the, out of bounds there, and there's nothing they can do about it.
So 57-55 is the final, but Galesburg wins it to go to 9-2. Rochester drops to 0-8. Take a timeout, come back with the post game, including all the final statistics and a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Galesburg wins it again by 2, 57-55. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Stay tuned for the post game coming up next on WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhall. And now in Galesburg, too. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
I spent my whole life believing I was the only one to escape the bad eyes gene in my family. But ever since I hit the big 4-0, I spent a lot of time moving my arms around to get the fine print to focus. My wife laughed at me the other day when I asked our 7-year-old to read my phone for me.
Sorry.
Yep, I think it's time.
Just because you've never had vision problems doesn't mean you don't need a yearly eye exam. As we age, our eyes change, and it's common for vision problems to occur midlife. Let the doctors at Kehoe Eye Care give you the most thorough eye exam available and ensure you're seeing the world clearly. Make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly cloudy skies for this evening with a 50% chance of snow overnight, a low of 0, wind chill of negative 6. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance for snow, high 17, a wind chill of 6 below as well. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow, a low of 9. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 1 degree.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, Silver Streaks coaches, players, and fans alike can all take a deep breath as the Silver Streaks hang on to win this one over a winless Rochester team. That, I like what you said earlier, Steve. It wasn't just a couple of their players. Really, the whole team seemed to get better as they went along. 57-55 the final as Galesburg hangs on. And, man, they really played about as well as they possibly could in that fourth quarter, outscoring the Streaks 24-14. They had 31 points going into the fourth quarter. They scored 24 in the fourth, stretched that game out. Did everything they could to make that game last as long as they could. And the Silver Streaks, I feel fortunate to come out of here with a two-point victory here tonight, Steve.
Absolutely. And a couple things you can say about that. First of all, hats off to Rochester. They absolutely left it all out on the floor. They got better as the game went on. Their effort was outstanding. They did a lot of good things in terms of execution. Just an outstanding job by them. Superior effort by them. On our end, you know, we did a lot of good things. We did some things that weren't so good. I thought that we weren't very aggressive, which is just absolutely cardinal sin number one in Mike Reynolds' book. You
yep.
better be aggressive.
Yep.
And the other thing about that is good ball clubs find a way to win when they don't have their A game, we like to talk about. They find a way when everything just didn't go in their way and come up with a W out of it. And I think that that's what really the story is here tonight, you know, that we found a way to win this game, whereas in, you know, maybe another ball club at another time finds a way to lose the ball game. And there's a lot to be said for that, lots more than you think. So I think we come out of this going, hey, we took their best shot. We weren't running on all cylinders. We still found a way to win the ball game.
57-55 the final. Galesburg's now 9-2 on the season. And Rochester drops to 0-8. Silver Streaks will play the other two teams in their pool tomorrow, starting off with Rantoul at 9 o'clock, and then Dunlap later in the evening. But head coach Mike Reynolds is headed this way, so we'll find out what the head coach has to say about this one here tonight as our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Steve, let's get things started off with the head coach, find out what he has to say.
Coacher,
are we live?
We're live now.
Okay.
We're
okay.
Live.
I just wanted to make sure here.
You know, we were talking here that we thought that they did about as much right as they could have done there, certainly in that fourth period. They had a superior effort, did so many good things. We didn't do as many good things, but the bottom line, and you and I always talked about, good teams find a way to win this game, and we found a way to win this game without our A game.
Yeah, I don't know what letter of the alphabet it was, but it wasn't close to A. And I don't even know if it was close to C or D or whatever, but it wasn't very good. And they played hard enough. That proves a lot to people. You know, if you play hard, you try to stay disciplined, you make open shots, you got a shot. And we couldn't scare them. We thought we were just going to scare them. They were going to turn the ball over. We're going to let go lay it in, you know. Sometimes when you get off to a hot start, you start to read your press clippings. I thought we got up 15-16 there in the first half. We coasted and got lazy with shooting, got lazy with the ball, got lazy defensively, got lazy on the glass, got lazy on loose balls. It was a pretty lazy effort. And, you know, we can kind of half joke about it now because you won. But if we play like that tomorrow, well, there won't be any winning.
Is that what you see as the biggest over? It wasn't so much techniques or shot selection. All of that fit into just sort of the lack of energy, maybe in some cases.
Well, if you're interested and you're engaged in the game, then you play well. We weren't interested. We weren't engaged, and at least on the defensive end. And, you know, we weren't very good. And what did we score? 57 points, and we gave up 55. That's a lot of points to give up. You know, and
24 in the fourth period.
We took a lot of bad shots, and you know, we didn't get any stops in the fourth quarter. And when you let guys get in a rhythm, and I don't care what their record is, you know they had two real good players out there. You let them get in a rhythm and a good big. I think they got three real good ones. We let all three of their best players get in a rhythm, and it showed. And we didn't have our normal energy or effort, and it looked like we'd been off for 10 or 12 days.
And I was going to say, I've never known you ever in my life to be an excuse maker. When you look at a game like this where we didn't play Silver Streak basketball, certainly didn't play the aggressive way that you always want us to play, what do you think, and I know you'll probably reflect on this as the night goes on because he doesn't sleep, as we know.
No.
What do you attribute something like this to? I know you said a little bit that we read our press clippings. Are we sluggish from not playing? We were in a rhythm of playing, and we're routine
people. I don't
know.
You know, I mean, I guess if we knew that, we'd be millionaires, geez. But
I guess.
You know, you look in these times where you're not real good, you look for seniors. And you look for seniors to play well. And I thought, you know, Andrew did make a couple plays down the end. He made a big hedge there at the end of the game, finally. I thought Cornell hit a couple shots. Carl comes up with a big rebound. I think he took 64 steps when he rebounded it, but they didn't call it. It was a physical battle in there. And even on a bad ankle, he was able to get that. And that finished the game up.
Let me talk to you about the number 32 kid for them. He comes out, he scores the first 6 points of the game. First 6 points for them, that is. And then I've only got him for four shots the rest of the game. Was there a defensive strategy on them? I mean, it was part of where we were able to start building
the lead. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, he's not been one of their major scorers. You know, it's been 2, 5, and 33. So, I mean, we were focused on those guys. Sometimes, you know, I think it's a lack of being engaged. He got a couple layups. He got a wide-open free throw line jumper. And, you know, we got to be better. And you have to defend, and you have to rebound. And hopefully tomorrow we'll be better.
I know this. I can read between the lines here that our guys will be ready. They'll have a good night's sleep. They'll get up and get moving. And they'll be out here tomorrow doing what they're supposed to do. Come hell or high water, trust me.
Well, sometimes 9 a.m. is a good game to play because there's not many people around, and we can get in our guys, and you know, it'll just be us versus the world. You know, like I try to tell our guys, you know, there's people that say, you know, maybe we're not as good as our record, we're not this, we're not that. There's a lot of things we probably aren't, okay? But we think we're pretty good. And instead of trying to prove everybody wrong, let's prove ourselves right. Let's play and be aggressive, and that's kind of the positive mindset we're trying to have here. Prove ourselves right. You know, I know those guys. Khalil thinks he's good. Andrew thinks he's good. Carl thinks he's good. Our juniors think they're good. Cornell thinks they're good. Let's prove ourselves right. You know, we don't have to worry about, you know, what people are saying and where we're at and what we're doing. And you know, that'll all shake out in the end. You know, let's prove ourselves right. And let's play hard. And, and play with aggressiveness and do everything we can do and see where the chips fall at the end.
All right, let's get it going tomorrow, Coach. And we know we got to come out and play with energy against Rantoul, so get a good night's rest.
All right, thank you.
Silver Streaks win it. That's the bottom line, 57-55. And we'll take a break here. We'll run through our final statistics and give our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. 57-55, Galesburg improves to 9-2. And you're listening to Silver Streaks postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back at Taylorville, Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Silver Streaks win at 57-55. Let's continue with our post-game analysis, I guess, with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And it's not going to show up statistically here in our decision tonight, Steve.
Yeah, and I thought that this kid really, really did a good job of providing a spark defensively. He got some loose balls. Our other guys acted accordingly and picked up their energy. We extended our lead during that time, and that probably was just enough to allow us to hang on to win the game, and that would be junior Tylan Parks.
Yep, as Silver Streaks were ahead by 12 at the end of the third quarter, Tylan came in. I mean, it was this defensive pressure. It was, yeah, he missed a couple of free throws, but I still think of that moment when he comes back after he misses the second free throw and he picks the pocket to the kid who got the rebound and he gives the Streaks another chance at it, keeps the ball alive. And that was just one thing that he did here. So he doesn't score. He gets two rebounds in the game. Both of those, by the way, came in the third quarter, which is what we're recognizing.
He caused some turnovers to be committed by Rochester as well. He did a really, really good job during his stint in the ballgame.
So Tylan Parks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And let's see. Taylorville's about to play. They seem to be setting up for the national anthem here. So rather than us try to talk through that and go through our post-game final statistics, why don't we take one more break here? And then when we come back, we'll run through all our final statistics, our team numbers, our individual scoring, and again, we'll set up the schedule for the day tomorrow with the Galesburg girls and the boys. This is post-game coverage on WGIL.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, Detail for Life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
A rematch with Rantoul is up next for the Galesburg boys basketball team at the Taylorville tournament. We'll move our coverage to 92.7 FM The Laser tomorrow, so join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 8:40 tomorrow morning, again on 92.7 FM The Laser.
But before we do that, we have to give you our final numbers here from the Streaks' first game at Taylorville. 57-55 win over winless Rochester. Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, Steve Cheeseman.
Field goal percentage-wise, we were 16 out of 48 for 33%. Didn't shoot the ball very well tonight. And 7 out of 26 from beyond the three-point line for only 26% there. So not exactly a good shooting night. No. I attribute that a little bit to being off, and you lose a little bit of your flow and rhythm and your touch. I think we'll be better tomorrow. They were 23 out of 58 for 39%. And they were 6 out of 17 from the three-point line for 35%. Rebound-wise, we controlled the glass with 43 to their 29.
Wow.
But again, we gave up
43 rebounds.
Yeah, we gave up a lot of offensive rebounds that I know our ball club and Coach Reynolds were not satisfied with, to extend possession or give them second-chance points. And we certainly turned the ball over too often. There again, a lot in the fourth period against their press, where again, we just lacked that aggressiveness in what we in a way that we normally have that. We had 18 turnovers. They had 12.
Yikes. Free throw shooting streaks were good tonight, and a good thing they were in a two-point victory. 18 out of 23. Take that just about any time. Rochester, meanwhile, when you lose a game by 2 points, and you go back and you see your team shot 6 out of 17 from the free throw line, that's certainly an area where you point to.
And if you're looking at raw statistics, there's the story right there. Our ability to shoot the ball well from the line, and their inability to shoot the ball from the foul line.
No question. Jaden Reed led the Rockets in scoring with 19. In fact, he led all scorers with 19. In fact, he had, 13 of those in the fourth quarter. Riley Roche, Matt Johnson, and Jordan Leach all had 8 for the Rockets. Cade Eddington finished with 6. Sean Norris had 4. Lucas McCafferty, 2. Silver Streaks, good balance at the top of the scoring lineup. Cornell Dotson led the way with 17. Andrew Anderson had 16, and Khalil Hodge had 15. Then after that, you've got Quinn Anderson with 5. Jacob Carl and Nick Fields each had 2. Andrew led the Streaks in rebounding with 10, and Carl had 9. As the Streaks go to 9-2 on the season with a 57-55 win over Rochester. And once again, tomorrow morning here on WGIL, breakfast with the Streaks, as the Galesburg girls will play Altamont in their final pool play game at Mattoon. Hope you can be with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the action there. And the Silver Streaks boys will have a 9 o'clock game, and as you heard a moment ago, we'll move our coverage to the Laser. 92.7, Steve and I will have pregame coverage for that one, as the Streaks will play Rantoul in a rematch from their Thanksgiving tournament game, which the Streaks won by 15. Rantoul lost in their first game here at this tournament in double overtime to Dunlap. So that's tomorrow morning. Galesburg girls will have a second game tomorrow night to be determined based on what happens in the pool play. And the Galesburg boys will wrap up their pool play with Dunlap tomorrow. Here it's a conference game between Mount Zion and Taylorville, and a lot of intensity, so much so that in the first 54 seconds, we've got a timeout already. So, an indication of what's... But again, the Streaks won't play either of these two teams until they see maybe one of them in the seeded play, and I guess what you call the championship round on Friday. So we'll watch a little bit of this. But, Steve, I guess more than anything, I just want to get out here and get something to eat. It's been a long day.
Get something to eat. Glad we got a victory. And we'll regroup tomorrow, and I know we'll be better tomorrow.
And, again, 9-2 on the season. So that's one of the real positive things we can take out of here tonight with a victory over Rochester. So we'll close things out from here. We'll be back with you early tomorrow morning for a 9 o'clock start against Rantoul. For Steve Cheeseman to my left, for James Noble, our broadcast engineer, I'm Brad Binowitz, and good night for now from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.